This is our 8th festival, and it's Woo! Particularly excited to be here in France.
Et on est spécialement heureux et excité d'être ici en France.
France has a long tradition of body music.
Hello and welcome to this week's Arts in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. The International Body Music Festival, or IBMF, is taking place in Paris this year, with its base located at the Maison des Métallos, the former metalworkers' union building in the city. Held every 2 years in San Francisco, it's the first time it's been held in the French capital. On the opening night, it felt as though the festival was a convention à l'américaine, an American-style convention, a gathering of dancers who use their chests, thighs, hands, fingers, feet and heads to incorporate sound into their performance. Body music, like percussion with an instrument, is quite simply all about feeling the rhythm. Lila Patronio put together the shows and classes in the 6-day festival.
It happened in Brazil, it happened in Italy, it happened in Bali. And I've been involved with body percussion for over 20 years. I know Keith Terry since I was a little girl. It was just time for me that it happened in France. And so just discussion. It's the first time it's happening in Europe, really, because there was a mini fest in Italy, but this kind of weekly intensive festival is the first time in Europe. And I felt like, yeah, it has to happen here.
You hear coffee's on the boil here now in the background. We're moving on. Can you tell us actually how body music has caught on in France, because you yourself didn't start out doing body music? It's a development.
It's interesting form because it's as much a very ancient form and also quite actual. I think it's big shows that started happening in the 90s, 2000, along in France with, once again, it's not body music, but hip-hop got really strong. So all these different influences, I think, made people in the cultural world start thinking back to the different roots of things. And one of the roots of hip-hop is tap dance. Tap dance is a form of body percussion. It's percussion with the feet. So all these things are really linked. And I think in the world we live in today, honestly, there's a real magic and there's something really special about needing nothing to make music. It's very similar to vocal choirs in a way. You don't need... You need nothing. It's the human body. So I think that just has really developed. And a lot, being in France, all projects that are with schools and children and, you know, social-based projects, this is a form that really has contributed to developing projects.
Is the approach to body music and the notion of body music different here in France than it is in the States or in Italy or in Turkey? You have a Turkish troupe here.
Well, the thing with body music is that it's really, it does get influenced by the country you're in. So, for example, in Turkey, body music didn't exist, but the people there managed to use traditional rhythms and just use the body to express them. So that's kind of happening all over the world. In France, it's a little particular because I'm French, so I know this paradox that everything is very labeled. So you're either a dancer or a musician or a theater person. Things that link up, I mean, on principle, we want to think it happens, but it's a little bit difficult. So I'm saying that because here, like, it's only starting now that maybe going back to traditional forms of dancing and see how this can link with body music. So I think really it's here in France, it's a very, very essential, primary thing. It's like it's just the magic of making music with the body, and that has caught on really fast in the past, like I say, 10 years.
Your own company, and you do your own, obviously, own productions, and they are part of the Body Music Festival.
It's a very hybrid company, so we mix hip-hop dancing, tap dancing, body percussion, there's voice, spoken words, song, live music, and basically the concept is that rhythm as a means of communication is what brings everyone together.
And the programme is broader than just performance.
Yes.
The Body Music Festival, it takes in a lot of different ways of looking at body music or body percussion, as you say.
Yes, yeah, so for me, this edition, I wanted it to be a little bit different maybe from the others, in the sense that there's the regular shows with all the artists that are invited and, you know, will present different things. The French Connection evening, which includes my show but other projects as well. Projects in France always have a little more of a creative twist to them, a more theatrical twist, which is really interesting. even today in body music on a global sense, that it's not just performance. It also can tell stories and a message. And then there are many other things. During the week, there's many, many masterclasses. Those are really super successful and already sold out, I'm afraid. But it's interesting because we're giving a real palette of styles and different people from around the world, so that's nice. And then here at the Metallo, we're going to have... there's a project called the Omni, in French, Objet Musical Non Identifié, which is a little bit of a long story, but it's an instrument created by Patrice Moulet.
It's non-identified musical objects.
Yes, thank you. And it's like it's a big instrument that's interfaced, so it's linked up with hundreds and hundreds of interface sounds, live sounds, so it's as much as James Brown screeches or arpeggios of piano, etc. But for the festival, we have recorded pre-recorded body music sounds, so vocal sounds. So the idea is to have the instrument here at the Maison des Métallos that people can just play.
On the opening night at the Maison des Métallos, the body music festival drew a large and varied crowd. Dolores, originally from Spain, was one of the spectators.
Ça m'a plu beaucoup, hein. Eh, que ça c'est al de show flamenco, eh, ça ressemble au flamenco, hein. C'est les mêmes qui jouent et nous.
Dolores said she found this less classical version of flamenco and other foot tapping and clapping and rhythmic body percussion quite familiar, as well as being wonderful entertainment. For Michelle,
it was marvelous.
Continuing in French, she said, it was because of the sense of togetherness, everyone on the same level, everyone the same, and the warmth, and that she'd like to stay all night.
C'est génial, vraiment.
Convening on the stage were performers from many parts of the world. Tupac Mantilla from Colombia, for example. But also from Turkey, the Kekesa Company. From Greece, Thanos Daskalopoulos. From South Africa, Vuyani Feni and his Gumboots. Local rapper, slammer and voice box artist Blade MC Ali Mbaye. Nicholas Young from the US. Or self-taught music and movement researcher and improvisation artist Leo Shuv from Israel. Peter Nilsson from Denmark. And more. The Canadian Québécois Théâtre à Tempo Trio, the only act all kitted out in costumes and makeup, in a well-knitted clown act. Coming at it from a different perspective, it makes you realise that rare are those clowns who can't or don't use their bodies for sound effects. Cutting across cultural and performance borders, the Body Music Festival at the Maison des Métallos cut also across generations. The youngest spectator at the opening was still in a pram and may not have caught the whole show. Dolores, who we heard earlier, was one of the many older spectators. Lila's mother, Sarah Petroni, a professional tap dancer, did a number with her daughter. She also tapped and hopped and soft shoe shuffled with Keith Terry, the San Francisco-based International Body Music Festival founder. Between the two of them, more than 60 years' experience. The finale extended across the edge of the stage into the audience, where Brazilian body music star Fernando Barba and Keith Terry conducted a joyous chorus and led the revelers into a resounding communal get-together in the entrance hall of the Maison des Métallos. And it may well have gone on until dawn. You may well be able to catch one or other of these artists as they tour the world, leaving their trail of body percussion sounds behind them. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for joining me. With Arts in France, I'm Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.